From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Washington says it will launch an investigation to determine if their airstrikes targeted a hospital run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders, known by the French acronym MSF, that left at least 22 people dead in Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke with reporters on Sunday.
This is a tragic loss of life. Your hearts can only go out to innocent people who were caught up in this kind of violence. And then a determination that, as far as the United States is concerned, and as far as our forces are concerned, that we be full and transparent about our investigation, and also that we hold accountable, if there is someone to be accountable, anybody responsible for doing something they shouldn't have done.
Authorities in Afghanistan say at least 60 people were killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of Kunduz. That's where the MSF hospital is located. A double suicide attack Sunday in southeastern Niger has left at least 8 people, including 4 bombers, dead in the city of Diffa. It is believed to be another spillover attack involving jihadists from Boko Haram, which operates primarily in Nigeria. Niger has joined Nigeria and Cameroon in joint military operations to defeat Boko Haram. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday the Middle East would be destroyed if Russia's aerial bombardment of militants opposed to his government did not succeed. Assad's comments came as Russia intensified airstrikes against the insurgents. U.S. accuses Russia of supporting Assad and by targeting West. This is VOA News. North Korea says it's releasing a South Korean university student with permanent residency in the United States who's been detained since he illegally crossed the border nearly 6 months ago. South Korea's Unification Ministry says 21-year-old Joo-won Moon is being repatriated today. Joo's release comes ahead of a scheduled reunion later this month. The family separated by the Korean War that ended in an uneasy truce between the Communist North and the Democratic South. Powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China on Sunday afternoon, killing at least 4, causing tens of thousands to evacuate coastal areas. The National Meteorological Center said the storm dropped as much as 280 millimeters of rain in some areas by early today. The storm had winds up to 180 kilometers per hour when it came ashore in southern Guangdong province. Death toll from last week's massive landslide on the outskirts of Guatemala's capital has now risen to 131. Officials are saying that young children and newborn babies were included in the toll. The landslide struck a village about 15 kilometers east of the capital, Guatemala City. Doctors at a shelter near the landslide site are reporting that there are widespread cases of emotional trauma. President Alejandro Maldonado said several countries, including the United States and Cuba, have offered to help. Torrential rains pounded the French Riviera over the weekend, dumping nearly 18 centimeters of rain in 3 hours on the Mediterranean coastline. Authorities say at least 17 people were killed.
Ce n'est pas terminé.
French President François Hollande visited the region Sunday, expressing condolences to the families and urging residents to remain cautious and avoid roadways, many of them damaged and blocked by trees, mud, and debris. Hundreds of Italian pilgrims, many of them elderly and returning from the Roman Catholic shrine at Lourdes, were stranded on trains in the region while hundreds of tourists were holed up at shutdown regional airports. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is due to unveil new proposals later today to strengthen gun control in the United States. Her announcement will come less than a week after a 26-year-old gunman killed 9 people and wounded 9 others in the latest mass shooting at a U.S. school. For Republican presidential candidates, the response to mass shootings is not to enact more laws, they say, that would not stop the next shooter from obtaining a gun. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.